As we gather today, I guess I have a little bit of heaviness on my heart as I think about the days ahead for all of you, especially as we enter into this time without public worship. We've journeyed in the season of Lent fairly far already, and it feels like you're sort of going up a hill thinking we're going to get through it, it's going to be great on the other side, and you get to the top and you see that there's a lot further to go, and the road ahead looks kind of rugged. So that's the kind of the feeling that I guess I have right now, is a little bit of heaviness. The days ahead will be trying for us. They'll try our souls. They'll make us perhaps feel overwhelmed at times. But we stand here in this place where we don't have a choice. We have to go into it. We have the opportunity to be with the Lord in different ways perhaps, but it is definitely a challenge for us. And so as we enter into this time, we don't really have a choice of just not entering into it. We don't have a choice, so we have to walk forward. For many of us, there might be added strains with all the things that are going on, the isolation that we might face, the downturn in our work perhaps, or the end of our employment maybe even. I think these in themselves, those are pretty rough things, but then the fact that we are not having Mass in a public way, I think is very difficult. For many of us, perhaps this will be the longest we've gone without Mass that we've personally attended. We might ask ourselves, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get through these next 4 weeks or so? I think we can take some strength from our good patron, St. Joseph. How often must he have pondered that same question when he faced the things that he faced in his life, asking himself, how are we going to do this? How is this going to happen? How do I take care of Mary? How do I bring her who's with child to Bethlehem? How do we get to Egypt, and how do we live there? How do we return? How do I live all this chaste love for Mary as my wife, but in a celibate way? How do I teach the child who is the Son of God? How do I be a father to him? How do I care for and provide for the Holy Family in the midst of so many unknowns and uncertainties? I'm certain that he often had to ponder those questions and probably prayed about those things quite often. How is this possible? Yet, he didn't hesitate to carry out the work, to live the life that was before him, to play the part that was given to him. It was always something that he stepped into. And let's be honest, there have been many times in your life, if you look back, unless you've been truly blessed and perhaps if you're very young, there's always been times when you look back and you say, I don't know how we did it. I don't know how we got through those times. I don't know how we lived that out. How did we get through that? And so as we look back on that, we can reflect, we're here, we made it through. We don't know how we got here, but we're here. And so the Lord invites us, again, I think, in this time to trust in him, to put ourselves in his hands, to go forward, to ask his help, to ask his guidance. Certainly we will be led into the crucible at times, and that's a difficult thing. It's a difficult thing for us to experience. It's times like these that we have to seek help, that we will be stretched. We will certainly be stretched. Where we come to understand that God does provide for us. We are freed from our attachments. We are freed from our control. We're freed from having our own way. Not because we are willing to let go, but because we have no choice. And those circumstances really do lead us to a place of being purified. And we come face to face with the cross in our lives, I think, in this time. And we're not able to step away from it. It's there right before us. So I think the days ahead will be, perhaps they'll be quiet for us, some of us. Maybe they'll be hectic for others. They may be filled with boredom. They may be filled with a time of simply trying to make ends meet. For some of us, we may have to deal with the illness itself. We're dealing with or caring for those who are ill, who have contracted the disease. It's a lot of unknowns, a lot of things that we don't know about. I was talking to a good friend of mine who's out in Oregon, he's a priest out there, and it reminded me of something important, I would say, that we were chosen for this time. We're here now because the Lord allowed it. He's given us this opportunity to be here, to live in these days. What does he want us to do with our lives in the days ahead? How is it that we are being called to in light of the darkness that we face now, how is it that we're being called into this time to be with our Lord? What does that look like for each one of us? There will certainly be many opportunities, I would say, to complain, to be impatient, to be angry, to be bitter. There will be chances to be selfish, to blame others, to make excuses for our own bad behavior. However, I guess I would invite you not to do those things. Rather, let's enter into this time with a desire to meet Christ, to be with Him in the days ahead, to recognize His call to us, to serve Him in those around us, to come through this time with a true hunger and a desire for God, a renewed sense of longing to be in communion with God and with one another, and to allow that to play out in the relationships we have with people around us. Jesus, we ask you to be with us. We come before you asking for the needed grace and strength to get through this time. Mary, please watch over us and protect us. Saint Joseph, be our guide and our sure support. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.